our regular catch-up, which we're looking to do each week with the Bendigo Police. And this morning we've got Acting Senior Sergeant Paul Gordon from the Highway Patrol with us. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed, thanks. So I guess in this week, lead-up to and across Easter, not that you're not on high alert any other time, but probably even more focused on our roads and safety.
Yeah, look, Easter is traditionally a busy time on our roads. But in particular this year, obviously, with the easing of restrictions in COVID, we're expecting even more traffic on our roads. People want to get out and travel and that. So, yeah, we're anticipating it's going to be busier than normal this year.
Are you looking for anything in particular when you go out for the weekend? Do you think, oh, this time we're focusing on this? Or have you got anything special this Easter?
Yeah, look, it's always... Speed is obviously a big one, and fatigue. And we're looking at your impaired drivers, your drug and alcohol as well. But we've seen a bit of a trend recently in collisions happening at intersections. So that's going to be a particular focus this year as well.
Yeah, no, there have been a few lately. It's it seems pretty straightforward. What about every time one of you blokes sees, like a 20-year-old Falcon or a Commodore sitting about 6 inches off the ground with a noisy exhaust? does the alert go up then?
Well, they seem to think we're picking on, but I'll be honest, we do target those type of vehicles because they're in our high risk category. They're inexperienced, and so we just like to check on them and check their vehicles, make sure they're safe and make sure they're doing the right thing. Operation Nexus will be running this year, as it does every year over Easter. It's a statewide operation. It runs from the 1st of April to the 5th of April. So that'll be focusing on those particular points that I said, and also our young drivers, like you say.
Something that springs to mind for me for the trips is you notice more cars with trailers on, whether they be caravans or boat skis or boats. That would add to bad behaviour or just sort of wrong behaviour on the roads, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I also think because of our international travels restricted, a lot of people got into caravanning and camping and that now. So you're obviously going to have to understand that there's a lot of people that are towing caravans that haven't normally done it. So we'll just say to other road users, be patient with those vehicles. Take your time. If it takes you a little bit longer to get to your destination, so be it, as long as you get there safe and sound.
Yeah. You mentioned before alcohol and drugs, and I guess particularly over Easter, it is a time where people like to imbibe. And, there's still, even after all that we know, there's still a lot of people I don't think understand, how much or how long since you had your last drink that you can get behind the wheel of a car. And I guess simply the best idea should be, if you've had a drink, just don't drive, even if it's just the one.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Like, it's unfortunate that there's people out there still think that they'll be right to drive after a few drinks. And they don't realise the impact that the small amount of alcohol has had on them and their reflex reaction times and things like that. And also, the following morning, if you've had a big night out the night before, you get up the next morning and go for a drive, you might think you're all right, but you could find that you're well over the limit still.
Yeah, I think you hear sometimes of the amount you can drink, and it's almost like how much you can drink and get away with it, but it's actually more important than that. You're probably still impaired, but you might be a bit more tired than you would be if you hadn't had a drink. All sorts of impacts come on board when you have a few beers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not about getting away with it. It's about being safe on the roads and make sure you get to where you're going to go and get back home again safely.
Yeah. So I guess the message is there's going to be more cop cars out and about by design. And I always think that's, the biggest deterrent. I know used to regularly drive to see Rellos in South Australia, and you just knew that, like, around Horsham and around Kanaiva, and, there would be police on the roads. So, the thought of even trying to cheat by 10Ks faster or whatever, you just go, it's just not worth it.
No, absolutely, it's not worth it. Unfortunately for Bendigo, the Bendigo area, we've been identified this year as a high-risk area. So over that Easter period, Operation Nexus, you'll see a lot of extra police units from outside the Bendigo area. The State Highway Patrol will be, and those buses will be paying particular attention to our area. So it's, like I say, just stick to the speed limit or under it, even better, and you should be right.
So I didn't know we were actually focused as a bad area. That's quite embarrassing, really, isn't it?
It is. It's concerning. It's unfortunate that there's been a raise in collisions in the Bendigo area over this Easter period. So that's why the focus is on Bendigo, as well as other areas. We're not the only ones. We're not the black sheep in the family. But we are under the radar, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. You know, there's been a few fatalities, and please God, we don't get any fatalities over the weekend, and hope that people stay safe. And Paul, we wish you and all your cohorts in the Highway Department a very safe and successful Easter. And thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Not a problem at all. Thank you.